Tefillah for Life, Shir 605, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Vayeshev. We are discussing the pasuk Lashem HaYeshua Al Amcha Virchasecha Sela, a pasuk that we say in Haidu. So we explain the first two words of the pasuk Lashem HaYeshua, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of all Yeshua. The way Rashi explains it, it's that the Rabbeinu Shalom has a responsibility to save Klal Yisrael, which is an interesting way of looking at it. Lashem HaYeshua means the Rabbeinu Shalom feels an achrayis, so to speak, to save his avodim, to save Klal Yisrael, to save those that rely on him. Which is a concept that we explained in the Betachin Shirim, that we have to understand that if we rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom, he feels an achrayis to save us. So that's how Rashi learns Lashem HaYeshua. The Rabbeinu Shalom feels the responsibility to save us. And it's important to understand that. Because when you're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom in tefillah, you have to understand that you're not pushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something that he doesn't want to do, so to speak. It's not that you're begging him, you're pleading with him, you're trying to change his mind, so to speak. It's the complete opposite. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants to save you. He feels a responsibility to save you. He's dying, so to speak, to save you. All he needs is that you should recognize him. Because if he saves you without you recognizing him, the purpose of the tzara will be defeated. Like we explained, the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom sends a tzara is not for the Yeshua, is not for the tzara and the Yeshua. It's in order to create and nurture the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So if the Rabbeinu Shalom would take it away, without us growing in tefillah and in betachin, we would be defeating the purpose of the tzara. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forced, so to speak, to put us in a situation in order that we should wake up and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he'll send us a Yeshua. So if you look at it in that perspective, every time you're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom in tefillah, basically what you're doing is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what he wants to do. It's his responsibility. He feels the responsibility, so to speak. And therefore, you're not begging for something that's out of whack. You're not begging for something that's undeserved, even if it is undeserved. But you have to understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to help you. And that's the attitude that we have to approach in tefillah. We're not pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something that he does not want to do. He wants to do it, and the only reason why he's not doing it is because we're not davening properly. We're not having betachin. Therefore, we're not fulfilling the purpose of the tzara. So therefore, when we say these words, Lashem HaYeshua, that's the attitude we have to have. The Rabbeinu Shalom feels the responsibility. All I have to do is turn to him and feel that he's in control, and he'll send me the Yeshua.